Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Congratulations.
I dropped some news, you guys. I'm having another baby. Yeah. I'm having another baby very close to the first baby, and then this is the last amount of babies I'm having.
Can you see the baby?
Cha-ching, cha-ching. It's a row better step up.
And it looks like Diddy may have a new lady. He was caught having a makeout session on his yacht with Joey Chavez, who also just happens to be future and Bow Wow's baby mama.
He likes the young, beautiful, hot girl with a nice body who can go on a yacht.
That's my type, too.
Yeah.
Why are the police here?
We're looking for Jen Shaw.
How did they know she was here? Somebody had to have told them she was here.
Do you think a cast or crew ratted her out?
I've never looked at the Real Housewives and thought to myself, they've got each other's backs, you know?
Slide into bed with us starting right now.
Go ahead.
Say it. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina is off tonight, but we have Takara Williams here with us. And Hunter's here as well. Mm-hmm. Hi, Hunter.
Oh, not a lot of fanfare there.
No applause for Hunter.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, I think the real fanfare is for Miss Morgan Stewart Jordan.
Yeah.
You know? Congratulations.
I did. I dropped some news, you guys. I'm having another baby.
Yeah.
I did that. This was a very last minute decision today to come clean with this news. I had no plans. And I was like, you know what? It's time. Things are getting tight. I can't hold it.
I'm just curious, timing wise, did you guys have unprotected sex on the table after you gave birth to the first one? How did this happen?
Maybe. Basically, no, you know what? This was a big, big surprise. So I'm having another baby very close to the first baby, and then this is the last amount of babies I'm having.
This is good.
This is good. You'll miss me.
Yeah.
You'll miss me.
I'm gonna miss you
for
sure.
We have months, though, don't worry. I'm not leaving yet. He doesn't care. We're moving on. Let's get the show started. All right, well, it's not just me, you guys. The Kardashian family just got bigger also because Kylie went on Instagram to formally announce her second pregnancy, and Stormy seems into the whole big sis idea.
Are you ready to go to mommy's doctor?
Yeah. A couple of days away.
This is the cutest video. First of all, we had heard there were speculations that, you know, Kylie was coming out with baby number two, maybe not confirming it, but then her dad, Caitlyn Jenner, went out and basically said, I got another grandkid coming. And then obviously they scrambled behind the scenes and were like, we have to come out with this news. I loved the video. I thought it was adorable. I thought it was heartfelt. What'd you guys think about it?
I wonder if the mom gave that same reaction with everyone else announcing that they had a pregnancy. Like, was the mom like, this is the best news I've ever had? Or when Kim was like, Mom, we're having another baby, she was like, I can't.
Yeah. Right?
Like, number four. Stop.
And also, how many grandkids does Chris have now? She's got a few.
There's two, three, four, five, too many for us
to count at this point. Well, you're counting fast. I'm not counting that fast.
Yeah, she's got more than enough.
She's got more than enough, but I do think Kris Jenner, the tears come easy for Chris in a very sweet way. So
she's
I think it was nice.
Just wiping those tears away with $1,000 bills.
Yeah.
You know, every one of those
the
kids
only way to
is
do
another
it.
Product.
Another something.
But I do think that they are a good family. I do think they love each other.
Yes.
I do think it's very supportive, but Chris is just Cha-ching, cha-ching.
She's genius. Oh. And by the way, Chris deserves it. She, speaking of, birthed six of those kids, okay?
Yeah.
If you're going to birth six kids, you better get some money back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Good point.
She's doing real good.
So Ro better step up.
Ro better, and trust me, every day I'm coaching her, I'm like, really? Let's get into
tomorrow.
It.
Tomorrow.
Let's do it. So we all know Scott Disick and Amelia Hamlin are officially over. Well, it turns out Amelia's feisty housewife mom, Lisa Rinna, was not too broken up about it. She posted a smiley face emoji under a headline of the breakup. Lisa Rinna, all right, do we think Amelia loves her mom being supportive, or do you think she's embarrassing? What do you honestly think about that?
She's 20. You know, no, I don't think any mom wants their 20-year-old daughter to be dating someone that old. And then on top of that, I'm sure her mom has said for quite some time, what are you doing? And now she's finally on board. And, you know, I think she's excited that her mom supports her.
I'm here for Lisa Rinna. You're a big fan of Lisa Rinna. He's a big fan of Housewives in general. He watches. Yeah. He's up on speed.
My favorite show.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't missed an episode since it started. Mm-hmm. Lisa Rinna's the one that dances, right?
Yes. Yep. Wop, wop, wop. That's the dancer. Okay. Lisa's the dancer.
I think if that's the case, then Amelia was embarrassed by her mom long ago. And I think that the embarrassment is over, and now we've just accepted that Lisa Rinna is Lisa Rinna. And a great, you know, seems like she is really supportive of her daughter. So
yeah.
You can't really be too embarrassed by a mom stepping in.
I'm here for Lisa Rinna. I'm here for the support. I'm here for Amelia kind of ending it. I feel like there's a lot of girls who are 20 years old, like me, who would have just continued on with that relationship and been like, but he's hot and I like him. Like, so good for Lisa. Good for Amelia. I'm happy they're not together anymore. Until they get back together, and then I'm like, I never wanted them to break up. Whatever works out for you guys, I'm happy for that.
I can't wait for Scott Disick to send another DM to Giannis, be like, can you believe what Lisa Rinna just did? Can you believe that?
Who's Giannis? Eunice Hunter.
Eunice. No, Giannis Antetokounmpo from Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
He knows what he's talking about. You got it.
All right, and it looks like Diddy may have a new lady. He was caught having a makeout session on his yacht with Joey Chavez, who also just happens to be Future and Bow Wow's baby mama. So, do we think Diddy, Future, and Bow Wow will all get along at Thanksgiving?
If you're Diddy, I assume he doesn't want to have any more kiddos at this point.
Okay. Like,
don't pick the most fertile of the women to be hooking up with, you know? Pick one that doesn't have that track record.
I was just surprised. I said this to her earlier. I was just surprised that Bow Wow and Future share a baby mama. I didn't realize they were in the same league of being able to do that. When I think of Future, I think of, like, major rap star. And then I think of Bow Wow, and I think of, like, movie popcorn. Like, I just don't know. I don't see the two of them finding the same type of women to, like, have children with. So I was surprised.
One thing we know is she does not care about height. That is not on her Bumble requirements in either direction.
Oh, my God.
He has a type. You know, he likes the young, beautiful, hot girl with a nice body who can go on a yacht in Italy.
By the way, that's my type, too.
Yeah. that's all of our types.
That's all my type, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, go Diddy.
And Tiffany Haddish had a sexy confession on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, but it's not what we were expecting.
I was a phone sex operator for like a whole month.
When was this?
Oh, yeah, this was like this was in the 1900s. I called myself Patricia. Uh-huh. And I would say, when they would call in, and I'd be like, hi, caller, what's your name? And they'd be like, my name is Ted. What's your name? And I'm like, my name's Patricia. I'm 5'6". I'm Hawaiian and black. I have hair all the way down to my ass, and I wear 36 double D. And I'm a cheerleader at USC. And sometimes when I cheer, my boobs hit me in the chin. What do you do, caller?
She's good at memorizing lines. That was a long time ago. I feel like we heard this about Tiffany. I feel like she said this somewhere else before.
I remember calling and talking to Tiffany a few times.
I'm all about this. I mean, do you think you could work as a phone sex operator? Would you be good at that?
I actually worked in a sex store.
Did you?
For a couple of years when I was in college. And it was an eye-opener. I learned a lot of things.
Did
as you?
Do is there
a sex
training?
Store.
Like, what is that about when you explain this dildo?
There is training. You do get some stuff to take home and you know, just finagle. It's yours. You don't bring it back.
Okay.
But I think the most, the biggest thing I got out of it was just mindful of the shoppers, you know, and what they wanted versus what they looked like versus what they actually would go for. And the toys and the parties and the stuff that people were. I remember somebody bought a fist. I'm like, that is a man's fist. And he was like, we're buying it for a party. I'm like, well, what kind of party are you going to?
Wow.
And it was just insane.
Insane. How long did you work there for?
I worked there for 3 years.
Damn, girl, 3 years?
Yes. And what made it crazy was because it wasn't too far from where I lived.
Okay, convenient.
When my dad's friends would come in there.
No!
Oh!
and just be like, I know you from somewhere. And I'm like, I know exactly who you are.
Oh.
And they would buy like the weirdest stuff. And I would have to just be like, yeah, that's okay. Okay, that's $29.99. Do you want lube or
oh
no
my
lube?
God.
Is that like the over the counter? Like that's the little thing you throw in. It's like a pack of gum at a gas station.
Yeah.
Wow. You haven't had any jobs like that, huh?
No. No.
Any jobs?
I was like, what job? All right, we have to take a break, sadly, but coming up, we have a sneak peek of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and things are getting criminal. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City hasn't even premiered yet, but the drama came early, you guys. Bravo released a sneak peek, and right away, Jen Shah is in trouble.
Hi.
Jen Shah.
Hi,
Jen.
Hi, baby.
Actually.
Okay. Okay. Okay, wait.
I just got a phone call, and I need to go.
Why are the police here?
We're looking for Jen Shah.
How did they know she was here? Somebody had to have told them she was here.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Real Housewives star charged in massive fraud money laundering scheme.
What do you know that you're not saying right now? So do you know who tipped off the feds that day?
They all had funny faces.
Yeah. Wait, that's crazy. I didn't realize.
That's what one of them did. She did. Like a lizard person, and the other one went.
It's like they...
a lizard person? First of all, that's like when you were a kid getting checked for lice. You never wanted to be the one. Mm-hmm. And then you were, and you had to be sent home early. One time I was sent home, and I was the only one. But that is scary.
So you're saying that being arrested for fraud on national television is very similar to when you thought you might be the kid with lice.
It's just she got the warning call, you kind of know, in the pit of your stomach.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, I thought she had to go and go tend to something. I didn't realize feds were literally showing up to the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City filming day on their bus.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It is. It is. But they all looked like they had a part to do with it.
Do you think a cast or crew ratted her out?
I've never looked at the Real Housewives and thought to myself, they've got each other's backs, you know? So I would not be surprised.
No. Cannot wait. All right, moving on. If you haven't seen Notorious Queens on WeTV, you are missing out on some important relationship advice. All right, I don't want to jinx things, but we may have just found Hunter's future wife.
I'm gonna get the perfect man. But I'm just saying, like, he gonna have some issues. Like, everybody got issues.
So are you accepting to him cheating?
To be honest, I believe in cheating respectfully.
So cheating respectfully to me is cheating where I don't find out, is having control over your other women, is using condoms and not having babies. Like, cheat respectfully, because believe it or not, your man is cheating. But I'm not leaving my man over a one-night stand with a bitch, period.
What? This is... Okay, no, but seriously, this is a hotly debated topic. I do think that relationships... People are looking at relationships differently now these days. What do you think? What do you think about this? Realistic, crazy, would you ever be in a situation
Let's
like
talk to the woman who's engaged and decided not to wear her ring today.
It's not that I didn't decide to wear it.
Damn, I love that you noticed that.
He did. But I think what happens here is that it's a confidence thing, you know? I think the majority of women wouldn't accept it, but I also think we live in a world where most women think all men cheat. So this is just her accepting something. I don't accept that.
You don't accept that. I'm with you. I wouldn't accept that either. There's a low self-worth there.
She's crying in the car.
She's, oh my God, crying in the car so low.
I hate when women say that. Would you rather cry in a Benz or a Honda? I don't want to cry. Right. This is just not cry here.
But a Benz, for sure.
I would choose the Benz, too.
Okay.
I do think that men are majority worth divorcing, right? Just based on stats.
Okay.
51% or whatever, 55, 60, 70. It's going up.
God,
every year.
It went from 50 to 70.
I think I just went from the 90s to now.
Okay.
That was like pandemic. So I think it's like going on like the flume ride at Disneyland.
The flume ride?
What's it called?
I've never even heard of that.
Disneyland.
It's called the flume ride?
So it's like, it's like going on Splash Mountain.
There dorks. We go.
You're probably going to get wet. There's a chance you don't get wet, but you prepare to get wet.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Is that the flume ride?
No. I don't know what I'm saying, really.
No, I don't either.
When I started, I was so confident. And then midway through, I said flume. I was like, it's not called a flume ride.
He said flume.
Flume is a thing, so I'm sure of it.
Yeah. All right. This is an important question. How much sex is too much sex?
And I'll take this one.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, Morgan is probably the expert on this right now.
By the way, what the f- is happening?
Going another 6 months on stuffed shells. So that's what she had to eat.
I made it through that time. I spared you that time. Last time I only had stuffed shells because I was very sick. Oh. So here we are. Don't worry, I've been thrown up back there like a professional. Okay. A new survey by the Huffington Post claims that out of 2,000 couples, listen to this, Hunter, we spoke about this, more than half of them are having sex every single night before bed. Would you have sex 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
For sure. At least for the first, like...
More than half of couples are having sex 7 days a week. Do you believe that?
No, I think people lie in those things because they feel a little bit embarrassed that they're having sex once every 2 weeks. Yeah, exactly. But I'm one of those people where I want that relationship. You don't think so? You think 7 nights a week's too much?
Listen, I feel like even... What do you think?
Well, we don't have sex every night, but we do several times a day. Every few days.
Oh, so every few days you get one of those days.
You have sex days.
Yeah, we don't plan on it. It just happens. And sometimes it's 2-3 times a day. Sometimes 2-3 times before 6 p.m. And it just, but it's not every day.
Well, that's enough. You're making up for it. So mm-hmm. You're technically having sex more than 7 days a week because you're having multiple sex encounters.
Good job, babe.
Good job.
I'm curious, what's the pattern on those days where it's 2-3 times a day? Are we talking like, is it Saturday, Sunday where you're around each other all day and there's not much to do? Or is it like on days where he wears boots?
It's whatever I'm wearing. Sometimes the kids are in school and I'm like in a panty and t-shirt, you know?
It'll be best, that day. The best always works.
Or it's, I'm like, I can come back from this and I'm made up, you know? And
so today's this, we're catching you on a sex day.
Congratulations, that's amazing.
And today he'll be like, you look nice. And I'm like, thank you.
Oh my God, are you gonna tell him we said hi?
I will.
Okay. And that you liked us and had fun. You know, just include us. Just include us now that you've met us.
This is great. This is going to be a sex day for me, too, I think.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
With who?
Yeah,
you're going out
I don't know yet. I'll find out.
Okay.
Are you gonna do a sex day today?
No, my husband's not here.
Oh.
Bummer. But it's okay. I did the sex part. We're fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have to take another break.
Yeah.
But coming up, a man claims he used Tinder for research. Now his girlfriend may want to dump him for research, too. Ha ha. That's next.
Ha ha. That's next.
And just to make you all feel better, we decided to talk about other people's couple issues. Woo! So it is time for Relationship Rules. Okay, this story is getting a lot of heat online. A woman claimed her rich ex upgraded her life, and now that they're broken up, she wants to sue him to cover her new lavish lifestyle. Her argument is, why should I have to suffer because a rich man loved me? Is she being unreasonable or should he pay up?
He loved you.
Ooh!
He doesn't love you anymore. And in the time that you were in a relationship with him, I'm sure you had more than enough opportunities to, you know, benefit yourself in a way that would allow you to continue your lavish lifestyle. But I don't think it's his responsibility. You're not even his woman anymore.
Aside from even the money, which she could have just been like, I need cash for everything and then hit it. She could have started some sort of business or mm-hmm. she could have done something mm-hmm. while they were together. People get very accustomed to a certain lifestyle. That's not theirs. You are not a rich person. You're with somebody who had a lifestyle. You're not together anymore. So you have to go back to the lifestyle you were able to afford and provide for yourself prior to this man.
Yeah.
Just as if God forbid anything happened, I would, you know.
Because it's not your lifestyle.
No, you wouldn't.
It's not your lifestyle.
You dated for 6 months. You don't get to live in the loft anymore.
No.
That's it?
She should have been saying no to the caviar and said instead, index funds. Can mm-hmm. you help me build a long-term financial plan?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think one, the relationship would have lasted because it's responsible.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Ooh, you love a little responsibility.
Gets
you
going. Turns me on, like,
gets you going.
Fiscal responsibility.
Yeah.
Ooh, do your taxes early.
Ooh. All right. Next up, a husband discovered his wife's fantasy and it involves him staying out of it. Isn't that always the case? He wrote, Six Brown Chicks, my wife hid her furry side from me. She attends conventions and costume parties and has furry sex with others. I'm not invited or allowed. She says it's just fantasy. Should I worry? If your partner had a fantasy you weren't into, would you let them explore it? What is furry stuff? Is that like a...
It's kind of like you dress up as like half animal, half human. You put a tail on, you put the ears on.
Yeah.
You know, it's good time.
But if you're having furry sex with other furry people,
I mean,
that's
are they
cheating.
Really having sex? Is it like the fur touching? Like, I don't know.
See, you know more than I don't get this furry world. I can't even say furry.
Do they
furry,
take
apparently.
The fur off and do real stuff? Does it like
a lot? They're not always in full mascot costumes.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's just like a little plug on tail and the ears and the maybe some gloves or something.
No, you can't explore that without me.
And then sometimes it's a full on outfit, you know.
I don't know how I'd feel if my guy's like, hey, I like to do furry stuff and you not in it. I'm like, you're not either.
No, agreed.
Yeah. you spelled us wrong.
Yeah.
We wrong. We are not in it.
Yeah. But if he wanted you to go to one,
yes.
He's like, I don't want to have sex with other people. I want to have sex with you.
I'm going.
Okay. And
that's
I want
very
you to dress
supportive.
Up like this Billy Goat.
Yep.
Okay.
Bah, whatever.
She got the bah.
That was lamb, sheep. Yeah. I think goats might sound like that too.
Our next guy was caught on Tinder by his girlfriend, but claims it was all for his web developer job. Man, the things you guys come up with. He said he downloaded the app for research purposes, and when his girlfriend found out he matched with girls and sent messages, he said he needs to be as authentic as possible, .. for work. Do we believe him?
Well, why didn't he tell her?
I love that you even think that this is an ounce of truthful. He's full of
No, I know he's full of I'm just saying if he wasn't full of and this is true that he had to do for work, why not just tell her, hey, I gotta create this Tinder account.
Yeah.
I do have to reach out to some people. I love you. And this is just for work, babe.
You're right.
I would have made one too.
Yeah, exactly.
You better match me is what you better do.
Right.
Click, swipe right.
So I like how you're using this on a computer.
I know.
You haven't been on Tinder in a while.
No. I've never been on Tinder.
Yeah.
And I went on one, like, I think it was, like, Plenty of Fish one time. And I was like, some guy reached out to me, and I responded. I was like, hey. He was like, hey, are you in the area? Are you down for sex? I'm like, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
And apparently that's what the app was for. And I was like, and delete. Let me get up out of here.
Yeah.
You got to get through a lot of those guys to get to the real gems on the apps, you know?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going
to
do
today? Define the hunters.
No, I am not on any of the apps right now. I actually got a DM recently being like, it was from a guy. He's like,
oh.
Am I talking to you on Tinder right now? And, like, I guess I was being used as a catfish.
Mm.
And I was honored.
That's very sweet.
Finally, I have made it.
Mm-hmm. I hope you looked at it and it said seen at the bottom, and immediately the other person contacted him on the app. And he was like, oh, that was it.
Ooh, I hope so, too.
Yeah.
I hope so, too. I hope the story builds and builds and builds. What a meet cute for those two.
Okay. Meet cute. I like it.
Yeah.
You guys, that is all the time we have for today. But make sure to set your DVRs and maybe you'll win a date with Hunter.
Woo.
We'll have people check on that. Bye!
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.